Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Harry's Razors and also Movement Watches.
Ooh, two things we love.
Two things we love.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
So which version of that are you going to keep
I'm going to edit out the mistake, Mason.
But if you edit out the mistake, then you've no, got a weird intonation, because then you've got a weird intonation on the second version, because you're like, welcome back, because then everybody knows which word you messed up on.
Good point.
Anyway, I'm here too.
I'm also
Hi,
here.
Everyone.
Both of us are here, obviously.
Yeah, we're here.
Sorry, this is a little bit later than usual, though some people listen to it later in the week and they won't care. For those in the know, we postponed this for a couple of reasons. We wanted to see all the Super Bowl trailers coming in hot.
Mm-hmm.
And my son had his tonsils out today, so I was in the hospital all day.
Coming out hot.
They were coming out hot.
Coming out hot and sticky and
sizzling.
Gross.
That's right. Ooh.
Yeah, some people listen to this late. Some people, on our New Year's episode, we said... tweet at us if you're a grub or a schlub or something like
whichever,
that.
Whichever
one it was. And people are still tweeting in.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're a schlub for listening late. So.
I feel like I painted myself into a corner with that because I said most people listened to it before.
Mm-hmm.
But we did it like, we released it on New Year's. It was a terrible...
We released it like stroke at midnight on New Year's. As if people were going to be like,
idea.
Hey, I could kiss this hot babe or I could go to my podcast feed.
Kiss my podcast out.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. I actually ran into a listener of the show at a party on the weekend.
Did
Jared.
You?
Yeah, he listens to it when he's landscape gardening, which is really cool. So that was really fun.
That is cool.
He was a good dude.
I get a number because I work in public, so I get a number of people. I was saying to you earlier this week, I get people who are like, "Hey, man, can I take a photo with you?" And I'm like, "Absolutely!" And we take the photo, and then it's just gone.
See, like, I think that's just for them, as I said to you. Not everything has to be a social media bloody challenge, mate.
No, I understand.
You don't need to be planking and putting it out there. You can just plank for yourself.
What about the ice bucket challenge?
That has to be out there.
A guy took a photo of us doing the ice bucket challenge the other day, and we didn't,
he didn't put it out.
Up anywhere.
Ridic.
Yeah. At PAX, we met a lady who was dressing as a different Batgirl every day.
Was incredible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she took a photo with us. And I'm like, oh, it'll be good when
I want to see that costume.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, well, when she puts up the photo, I'll be able to click on a thing and I'll be able to see the next day's
Batgirl
photo. Nothing.
She's dead as far as we know.
No, bloody hell.
I'm sure she's fine.
If you're
fine.
Out there, say hi.
Yeah. We hope you didn't swing off a roof or something into a bus. I do want to see those Batgirl costumes.
Me too.
It
was great.
Absolutely. Mason, Zack Snyder is back.
Oh.
You thought he was... Come on,
sorry.
What is that?
No, I think you thought that was...
That was so involuntary.
That was an authentic reaction, and I think it's fair. I went, oh.
Well, his last three movies were some of Justice League, Batman, Superman, Man of Steel, and before that it was Women in a Dream in an Asylum, Kicking Robots.
Yeah, that's the one.
I haven't seen Sucker Punch.
No, neither have I.
Yeah. But he's returning to his roots because he's doing Army of the Dead for Netflix. It is a zombie Netflix movie.
Now, any zombie movie that has Of the Dead at the end, is that like copyright?
I think
is that a trademark
that
anybody can do an Of the Dead? Mm. I mean, Shaun of the Dead obviously is not associated, but...
But is that parody so
But then there's,
count?
There's Day of the Dead and Dawn of the Dead and...
Dead of the Dead.
Dead of the Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all good.
No.
Yeah.
But the Dawn of the Dead remake is quite good.
It is, and that was his... I think that was his first feature, I'm fairly confident. And that is That's a good zombie movie. Yeah. I'd say probably one of the best zombie movies.
Yeah, it's good.
So apparently he's got no handcuffs on this, so he can just do whatever he wants with that. I don't know what that means at this point. Right. Like, is that a good thing? Uh-huh. I think it'll be interesting, because I think even when he has full creative control,
yes,
it's spectacular for good or ill.
For whatever reason, it's going to be spectacular. What did you say the name of it was again?
Army of the Dead.
Ah, see, okay. Maybe we can read into that. Because initially I'm like, what's Zack Snyder circa 2019?
Yeah.
Put some guns on it.
Yes.
Like, put guns on a zombie. So maybe Army of the Dead. Maybe it's a zombified platoon or something.
I think it might just mean like there's a lot of
zombies. There's a lot of them, sure. Yeah. Well, it might be in the future of this. Are his of the Dead movies in the same universe, I wonder? I don't even know. Because I kind of tapped out after.
I've looked it up, and there's a bunch of like stuff called Army of the Dead. There's a Lord of the Rings, there's Army of the Dead. There was a B-grade horror movie in 2008 called Army of the Dead. It's got 2.7 out of 10 on IMDb.
Do you think maybe Lord of the Rings style? Do you think maybe it's an army of zombie New Zealand actors who were all left out of a job after the Hobbit?
Hey, bro! I need my fish and chips. Got him.
You got him. Yeah, nice.
It's a lovely country, actually. I do want to go back. Mm. I only saw the South Island. I travel, but I should travel more.
You should travel more, exactly, because we all want to hear about it.
Now, this script originally, it's been around for a while, but apparently in the early days, this was like 8 to 15 to 100 years ago when it was written.
Mm-hmm, sure.
It involved zombies raping people and then them having half zombie babies, but they're not doing that part of it, that element of it.
Seems a bit problematic, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
So they're not doing that, no. Which is good. I don't know. I don't think that adds a clever element to anything.
It really doesn't,
yeah,
no.
So it's just...
No.
I think that's that kind of thing. It's like shock for shock's sake.
And you could you could do that. You could say, okay, a zombie's bitten a pregnant woman and the baby's... Well,
they did do that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I mean, there's no... You don't have to make it as unpleasant as that script is clearly intending it to be for shock value.
There was a similar thing in that Alien versus Predator where the Predator would impregnate pregnant women and then they'd have like 15 chest bursters or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I mean, it's a lot. I see what you're doing because it's more or whatever, but it doesn't add anything to the law. Mm. Anyway, no handcuffs though, except for that one handcuff that
he's
not going to do that, which is smart.
Look, do whatever you want, but...
Not that.
There's a man standing. We've hired this bodyguard to stand next to you, and if you try to put that in the script, he'll break your neck.
Yes. So. Next up, we've got the Invincible cast for the animated Invincible series.
Oh, this is an all-star cast,
yeah,
isn't it?
This is really good. To name a few, Stephen Ewan from The Walking Dead is Mark Grayson, which I
He's
think is
invisible
great.
Invisible himself?
Yes. Invisible? You say invisible?
No, I said invincible.
Well, I think
I mean, I probably misspoke.
I think we'll go to the tape
just
on that one.
Just earlier, I was going to mock you for slightly misspeaking on something, and then I'm like, why do I keep doing that? I do it exactly as much as you, if not more.
It's annoying when I hear it back when I'm editing this, or just listening to it.
Okay.
And I'm like, I can't do anything about that.
Well, I should mention earlier you said Predator impregnates a woman.
Yes.
I think you meant an alien.
Well, it was the Predalien.
Oh, it was the Predalien.
I should have said Predalien.
Sure,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So my brother just called me and I just shot him a text.
Which brother?
The one you do like.
Oh, tell him I said hi.
I won't.
Tell him to batter my eyelids at him.
Fun fact, he doesn't like you.
What?
So the one,
what?
The one you don't like likes you and vice versa for the other thing.
What?
Yeah.
But the texts he sends me are always so courteous and... Oh,
now you've got the brothers mixed up.
Oh, no.
So Stephen Ewan, I think that's great. Mark Grayson, J.K. Simmons is Omni-Man, who's his father.
That works. That's not the voice I've always imagined in my head when I'm thinking of Omni-Man, but that could totally work.
Sandra Oh's in it, Seth Rogen's in it, Gillian Jacobs in it, Zazie Beetz in it, Mark Hamill's in it, to name a few.
Mm.
Those are most of the names that I recognised. So, great.
That is cool.
There's some, Mark Hamill's obviously a voice actor also, but most of those other ones I think are just regular actors, I believe. But I might
be
wrong.
Normal actors.
Normal, thank God.
That's
you know what I mean?
Want, normal actors.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a whole lot of other voice actors I'd imagine that are very talented that I do not recognize in it.
That's true, yes.
But this, I did wonder when they announced this. I'm like, oh, TV series of Invincible. How are they going to do this in live action? Like this.
Animated.
This is how you do it. Yeah. So I couldn't even, like, who would you get for Mark Grayson? And,
for sure.
The universe is insane. So,
well, exactly. That you'd need a phenomenal budget.
Yeah.
If it wasn't going to be like, you know, trapped in a caravan every week.
Exactly.
You know?
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Sorry, my brothers. I'm just telling my brother that I'm podcasting.
Nice.
I did that thing where, you know, you get a message and you send back an automatic reply and it's like, sorry, you can't have a discussion right now. But it feels so impersonal.
It really does.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you're in trouble as well.
Yeah, that's right. Which I am. I have to do this shit with you. Got ya. Not true. I enjoy this a lot.
Thank you.
And you know what I love more than anything? Star Wars news. We've got some. Oh. Yeah. Big week for Star Wars news.
You know what? Before I had an involuntary negative reaction to Zack Snyder, I didn't have one of this. So I think we've had some Star Wars free weeks.
Had some breaks, yeah.
So I think I'm okay currently.
I think this is a good, actually, we've just got the one small bit of news, but it's a good lead into the copious amounts of Star Wars news we're going to be getting. Going to be getting this entire year. This year is going to be so Star Wars heavy, you're going to kill yourself.
Good, finally.
So, John Favreau tweeted a picture of R5-D4, which is the red droid that Luke first buys from the Jawas and then explodes.
So, and for anybody who doesn't know, I think we've mentioned this on the show before,
yeah.
He has at one point, he had a thrilling backstory where was he a force sensitive droid?
He was a force sensitive droid who sacrificed himself because he knew that the destiny of the galaxy lay with R2-D2.
So he blew out his own motivator, presumably, yeah. So he couldn't work anymore and they had to take R2-D2.
There's a new story from the book called A Certain Point of View, which tells a whole lot of side stories of the main events of the first Star Wars film.
Okay.
So a whole lot of short stories. And I think from memory that his story is R2-D2 convinces him that he should explode because he needs to. So he still makes a sacrifice in the new one. I might be
but
wrong.
But in this one, R2-D2 persuades him to suicide. Yes. He's like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So
the more that is revealed about R2-D2's character, the more of a tiny little robot psychopath he
is. He's a lunatic, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know whether this is the same droid.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they're kit droids, basically. You know, they're a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. So he's showing up, or a version of him. Great. If I'm speeding through this, Mason, it's because I have to get this out immediately after we record it.
Yeah, right.
But if I'm not speeding through it, that's fine.
Okay, also, let's not make any mistakes.
Good. Excellent.
As usual, like every week.
Yes. The Birds of Pooh movie. Oh, no, I said...
No. What a Freudian slip.
Yes. Birds of Prey. You meant
the really bad Birds of Prey movie.
That's what I meant.
That's what you meant.
What did you think of the footage of it? Did you see any of that?
The merest fraction of footage that we got.
That Harley Quinn look, I thought they were going to change it. It's just that kind of weird old T-shirts and...
And until you mentioned the Birds of Prey teaser we got, I forgot that it existed, so...
Yes.
Probably didn't make that much of an impact on it. I know we got Ewan McGregor as Black Mask, but not in any way looking like Black Mask would.
Yeah, right.
So that's great.
So he didn't have a black mask.
Didn't have a black mask on.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. I think he gets the black mask very early. I mean...
I don't think he will. I think he'll get it at the end. It'll be like the end of G.I. Joe, the first G.I. Joe movie.
You think they're just going to call him Sionis the whole time?
I hope so. That's what I want.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'll turn out that it's not him. Like, he's a different Sionis and
it's
his brother or something. You know what I mean? It's good, isn't it?
It's very good.
Yeah, who's directing this? I can't remember, but let me check that out.
James Gunn, isn't it?
No, he's doing
the Suicide
one.
Squad, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh. This is based off the TV series.
No, it's not.
No, it is. It
cannot be.
Kathy Yan is directing
it,
who has done the movie Dead Pigs, According to My Mother, and other things I don't know. But, hey, look.
A movie called According to My Mother.
Yeah, yes.
Your mother didn't give you some sort of hot tip relating to the movies of Kathy Yan.
No, she has not.
Okay.
But look, the DC universe is shifting and changing. Mm-hmm. There's obviously a lot of stuff from Suicide Squad you bring over. There is a tattoo of her. You see she's got... the name of the Joker crossed out on her leg.
Yeah, right, there's which implies that they've finally broken up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which also may imply that Jared Leto's out of the universe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Because he's... who else is it? Yeah, he's the vampire, isn't he?
Maybe there's a scene where... Oh, from Morbius, yeah. Maybe there's a scene where she's scrubbing the name off her leg, like with a tattoo gun, as he's literally falling off a cliff, maybe.
You're right.
Oh, no time like the present. Don't waste any time.
No time at all. Do you think the Joker's going to show up? Ooh. You hope so. It's interesting.
And I didn't say that.
He mouthed, I hope so.
I didn't say it all mouthed. I shook my head and I had a big intake of breath so I could go, no.
Yeah, I don't think you need him. No. I don't think they'll put him in the movie because we're going to get another Joker movie. I think it'll be...
Yeah, I was going to say perhaps they'll have a stand-in with green hair looking in the other direction.
Oh, yeah, they could do that.
But I mean,
yeah.
They could even just take existing footage from other DC properties where they've done that in the past.
They have 150 hours from Suicide Squad of them doing stuff together. They could actually include those deleted scenes. That's not... Yeah.
They could just take the clip from the TV version of Birds of Prey with the Joker in it.
That's a great show. Yeah. Can't wait to come back to it for Caravan of Garbage. I really can't. Mm. Apparently, though, James Gunn is directing Suicide Squad 2.
Mm.
Or The Suicide Squad, what's it called or whatever?
The Suicide Squad, apparently.
Cool, that's
right
not
now,
confusing.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm. He met with Warner Brothers for a number of projects, and he turned down Superman, it's been said. Mm-hmm. But he did take a shine to the Man of Steel's superpowered dog, Crypto, during his comic research.
Crypto?
Yeah, so...
So do you think Crypto's in the Suicide Squad?
I would love for Crypto to be in the Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad as well, just Superman's dog for no reason? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Because also, even though he's a dog, he can tear a man in half.
For sure.
But he's also really intelligent, like, for a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's also got those dog instincts.
Yeah.
So maybe they promise him, like, a little treat every time he tears a man apart.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. The thing about Crypto is, and we've talked about this before, do you think Crypto the Superdog could kill an actual Kryptonian? Like the way that a dog can
kill
an actual
man. Yes, I think so, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm. Interesting.
Mm.
I hope we see that.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I wonder, could Crypto do it with like heat vision?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, does heat vision cut through a Kryptonian?
Don't know. That's
I think
the
it
thing.
Doesn't.
But like a dog, like a dog's jaw could cut through a man.
Yeah.
So like could a dog's
but a
heat
dog,
vision.
The dog's heat vision can't cut through a man though. Oh. A regular dog, I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. A dog's regular vision.
Yes,
that's
right.
Its pleating stare for more treats. Yeah. I mean, can cut through
cut
a
through
man.
Your heart.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Cut through your heart, absolutely, yeah.
Uh-huh. I would love it if the movie opens with Crypto tearing out Superman's throat. And that's how Superman leaves the universe.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Oh, and then the Task Force X team show up at like the scene and they're like, well, we'll take the dog, I guess.
Yeah.
Guess we didn't need you guys, we'll bring the dog along.
Yeah.
There is potentially a reason they couldn't use Crypto, but I can't tell you what it is.
Why not?
Well, it's because of something you haven't seen yet. So
something I haven't seen.
Something you haven't seen yet.
What are you talking about?
I can't tell you.
When are you gonna tell me?
But again, it's
what is this? What is happening here?
It's like the Arrowverse, I guess. You can put Cyborg in the movies, you can also put Cyborg in the TV series, so.
Oh, no, that's right. I know exactly what you're talking about. I know that thing that you're talking about.
Right, okay.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, but let's not spoil it for everybody
let's
else.
Let's not spoil it for anybody
I
else.
I thought you had some insider information or something. I'm
I own
happening?
The rights to Crypto.
Yeah.
I'm so rich now because James Gunn's going to put him in Suicide Squad.
The thing is, the Suicide Squad were designed, as they said in the last movie,
yep.
to take down Superman.
Yes.
If you put a Kryptonian dog in there,
yep.
you can.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Apparently, it's going to be mostly an all-new cast of characters and actors, mm-hmm. which I think is good. Do you need to see Rick Flagg return?
Not really.
Do you need to see Soul Sword-stealing woman?
I would like to see Captain Boomerang just continually foiled by Crypto the Superdog. Like, he throws that boomerang, he's going, I'm going to get this guy, and he throws his boomerang, and then Crypto's just like, brings it back to him.
Love it.
And it's explosive.
Yes.
And then Captain Boomerang dies.
Great. So, people are speculating that that probably means Will Smith will be back and Margot Robbie, which makes sense
Killer
to
Croc?
Me. No.
There might be something in the bottom of a pond.
Make him bigger.
Yeah.
Make him way bigger.
I agree. Yeah.
He's too small. Make him somewhere in between the Arkham version in the games and the
and
movie,
the version
and
we
the
got.
Movie version.
The sad version we got.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The TV series did a bigger King Shark.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is interesting.
Yes.
There's a video on this coming out this week on my channel that we've recorded.
Ooh.
But the Batman has been announced for 2021.
Mm.
So that video will be up later in this week.
And Affleck's out.
And Affleck
definitively
is gone.
Out currently.
Feels good to know.
Yeah, Schrodinger's bat is out of the box and it's dead.
Yeah. Do you think this happened a long time ago?
Yes.
How many years ago?
I reckon he decided he was no longer going to be in this franchise.
In that sad press conference?
Yeah. I reckon at the very least during Justice League, if not before, during the filming of Justice League.
I reckon before. I reckon after the movie, either when he saw the print of the movie or after the reaction.
Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The thing is, he's not bad in that movie.
Right, yeah.
I think
he's
bad
in Justice,
Justice League.
But he's not bad, exactly.
Yeah.
I think he had his... He was like, I'm going to shine. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
And maybe they were filming Batman Superman. He's like, I'm not sure if this is good, but then maybe they'll fix it in editing.
But what is?
And then when it came out, he went, oof.
They didn't.
They've dashed my dream here.
Yeah.
But like you, like I think we said during the video, it's he can't go out in the press conference and be like, hey, we're filming Justice League, but FYI, I don't care about this franchise.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be in another one. So.
And I'd imagine it would only be the final nail in the coffin where you have to come back and reshoot like 60% of it or whatever they did when you're like, what's happening here? And then you got to
put these goggles on, Ben. I don't want to.
Don't make
the steampunk phase is over. I don't want to do it.
There was also news this week of what the Justice League trilogy was going to be. I haven't got this written down, so this is just off the top of my head, so I apologize. It was going to end with you see Steppenwolf through the boom tube.
Wait, this is the end of Justice League 1.
Watch Justice League 1. I don't know how you'd see anybody through that thing because that effect is terrible and it shoots up into the sky.
It rolls in sideways with a big old boom.
No, it goes down, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but the real boom.
Yes.
Like in the comic books, it rolls in sideways. It's got a big old boom.
Boom.
That's the point of it. It doesn't go whoosh. It's not a whoosh.
Don't call it a boom tube. Don't call it a whoosh tunnel.
Call it a whoosh tunnel.
Yeah.
Call it a whoosh-evator.
Yes.
Call it a whoosh-evator.
And so they would have seen Darkseid.
Look out for that whoosh-evator. Steppenwolf's here.
So they would have seen Darkseid.
Amazon's hold firm. He's going to activate his whoosh-evator. Bad movie.
Yes.
Put in the commentary
on
it.
I mean, no, it's great. So they see Darkseid on the other side of it when Steppenwolf goes back. And then I think in the second movie.
And Darkseid's just like, he's got that face of like, What are you doing? You're like, come on. You let me down, kid.
So, though he might be...
You're grounded,
He might be Darkseid's nephew or
He's
something?
He's Darkseid's nephew,
Oh, I don't know whether that's the movie version. Right. Not that it matters, because we won't see either of those characters again. But, I mean, his helmet fell off.
Yeah, embarrassing. did the skull on his belt buckle with the helmet on it, did that helmet fall off as well?
So. I hope he has to wear the little helmet on his, on his head. In shame. But then they go to Apocalypse in the second movie, I think it was.
The Justice League.
They get defeated.
Okay.
And then there's the third movie, which is the Earth is ruined, and that's the Batman desert future.
Right. Okay, so they were going to Empire Strikes Back it.
Yes.
They were going to Star Wars trilogy it.
They were going to Avengers Endgame it, I guess.
Oh, yes.
So, and then they just went, we'll just do one. No, we'll make two different movies and mush them into one, then we'll release that. Uh-huh. So, anyway, I thought that was interesting. We also had a discussion about...
Wait, what's the source on that?
Oh, someone came. I don't know, man. I said it off the top of the head.
No, I understand. That's all
top
right.
Top of the dome, mate.
Uh-huh.
All right. So it might not be true. A lot of the stuff we say might not be true.
It's true.
But people know that.
That in itself is true.
Yes.
Or not true.
Actually, I appreciate that people don't criticize us for that. For being like,
for
that
being
thing
wrong
you said
most
isn't true.
Time.
Yeah, because, you know, I think when you go into something definitively, you get yourself into some hot water.
Mm.
Like when that Emperor Palpatine scoop for Star Wars rolls around. I'm gonna get a lot of tweets.
Which, for anybody who can't recall, is that you
received an anonymous.
You received an anonymous bombshell that Matt Smith of Doctor Who fame was going to be the Emperor in a
Star Wars
movie, and you sold that to me as if it were an authentic
source. No, I said I was very clear where it came from, but I wasn't that clear where it
you
came.
You were not
from.
Clear at all.
I should have specified. But if we go to the tape, which we won't.
No, we won't.
I think I did say somewhere in there that this was an anonymous source from that I cannot confirm. And then it got picked up in a lot of places.
Yeah, it really did. So, more than anything else we've ever done.
Yes.
More than any scoops we've had that have become true.
More than any video that I've ever made. So anyway, that's going to be good.
So I think the lesson here is we should lie more.
Yeah, I think so. Mm. But a lot of people build their career on that. There's a lot of like hot scoop sites and YouTube videos, and they're just garbage.
Mm.
So, you know, we're garbage for different reasons.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but at least we're idiots.
Hot garbage.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mild, lukewarm garbage.
Yes, but if you want to know, like I said, we go through everything that there is to know about that new Batman movie in a video, so I won't touch on it again here.
Yeah.
Unless you want to touch on it again here.
The only thing I wanted to say was, was this the casting one as well, or is this a different one?
It's the same. No, we did two.
We did two videos.
Yeah. Mm.
Look, there's a video coming up about casting who might be the next Batman, because Affleck's out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I definitively said, but I think it should be Jamie Dornan. Of the options we
were
given.
No, you definitively
said
that.
I said they're pretty good, but I think I said Tom Hardy.
Oh, maybe you said that afterwards, actually.
Yeah, I think I did,
afterwards. Uh-huh. Okay.
I think Dornan would be a good choice.
Okay, cool. But again, as I said in the video, he's Two-Face in the Robin Hood prequel.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point.
So he can't do both.
10-picture deal.
Yeah, that's it. Here we go. The Dark Universe, Mason.
Oh, it's back.
It lives.
I picked up my phone to just look at my phone. That's what I do these days. But you've intrigued me.
Just put it
down.
The
Dark Universe is back, baby.
This is interesting, though.
Yes.
Because our good friend of the show...
You have to preface that when you talk about the Dark Universe. You're like, yes, here's some stuff about the Dark Universe. But wait. This is interesting, though.
Lee Whannell is directing The Invisible Man.
Right.
Good friend of the show.
Is he also directing something else we learned recently?
Probably.
I think he is.
Yeah, no, he's doing...
something.
I can't remember, but he was named for something else.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. But while you're doing that, Universal's new strategy is to bring the classic characters from their monster properties back to life, involving a collaboration with creative directors offering a distinct perspective on the character stories. So basically what they're saying is standalone, low budget, Blumhouse style.
And like a horror movie should be, possibly.
Monster movies, instead of being like, what if we made The Mummy for $150 million?
Yeah.
Did you find it?
It is. He's doing a remake of Escape from New York.
That's right. Mm. Would you prefer a sequel to that? Like a Kurt Russell style sequel? Old Man Escape from New York?
No, I think I...
Watch an old man escape from New York on a surfboard like he did in Escape from LA one that was.
No, because of the sequel to that...
I think they could write that off.
No, of course they could. Yeah. I mean,
it's the same movie,
exactly.
Anyway.
Escape from LA ends with him activating like an electronic, an EMP device, which as we know...
Yes.
Eggheads. Yeah. All you lab coats out here, you know that it disrupts all the electrical activity, blah, 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 blah. But it was going to wipe out all the electronics in the world, I think. But you could just go, oh, it only worked in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
Or he didn't do it.
Or he didn't do it, exactly. So...
is that the one with the hologram?
Yes, it is.
That's a good movie.
No, it's not.
Peter Fonda's in it.
Doesn't mean
they
anything.
They surf together.
Oh, okay, I get
they
it.
They ride together.
No, I get it.
They surf together.
Okay. I think I would prefer, at this point, a remake.
Okay.
But I could change my mind tomorrow.
Wow.
That's right.
Tune in tomorrow for a special podcast.
If I've changed my mind tomorrow, we are reconvening. I'm going to drive 40 minutes to your house, and we're going to do another episode just on that.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, I think... I mean, it's fun to see like an 80s future continue. I like the idea of an 80s future continuously, you know, being revisited. And like, what would happen if the apocalypse happened in the 80s and now it's still happening? But I also would like to see a version where, you know, societal collapse has happened and it's post now. Like more closer to our universe. I like the funny 80s excess and bizarreness of those movies. But I think currently I would like a... 2019 take, thank you very much.
A hard reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, tune in tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. If I haven't changed my mind, we all get nothing.
That's right.
What was the other thing we're talking about?
Oh,
the
Universal Mummy. Monsters.
What's his first one?
The Invisible Man?
Invisible Man, there you go. Yeah, nice.
Do you reckon Johnny Depp's going to be the Invisible Man? I'm going to say definitely not.
No, well, they couldn't afford him on a Blumhouse style budget, surely.
Well, maybe now. I don't know what he's doing. He needs to buy all his wine or whatever he's... So
buy his wine and his 100 suits or whatever it was. You read that article, didn't you?
I did.
I'd see him unbelievable.
My God.
A Rolling Stone
article.
You
need some people around you who you know, who aren't just who you're not paying to be there.
Yeah, right.
He's clearly, I think the Pirates money ruined him.
Probably paid him. He's probably got a scarf guy.
He's probably got
a $1 million a week on scarves.
But no, I think, look, I'm probably biased because I met him and he was very nice, but I really liked Upgrade.
Same.
And Saw's great, obviously. Yeah. The things that he's had his hand in and directed.
He's great at going, hey, what are you doing jumping out of the plane?
Oh, yeah, hey, he did that.
Stop it.
He did that in Aquaman. Yeah. So, look, I mean, the Dark Universe is a joke.
For sure.
But this might be it.
What does that mean?
Like
that
might, was ominous. They might get this one
they
right.
They might crack it. Yeah, for sure.
Because they did the Wolfman and then they did Dracula
would they
and
do?
And
would
the
they
Mummy.
Do period piece Invisible Man?
Maybe, yeah.
Or would you do modern day Invisible Man?
Nah, they did that. It's Hollow Man. Oh, no, that was the 90s. They set that in the 90s.
They set that in the 90s because they filmed it in the 90s, yeah. But I think, I don't know. I mean, this, because it, I think it would work in the modern day. Maybe Invisible Man is the perfect one because, you know... Where everything's surveilled now.
Yeah.
Like there's a CCTV on every corner.
But then everyone's got infrared, bloody blah.
Maybe he's infrared proof.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe he's not.
What was that series of that
we
guy?
We don't have infrared. Is there an infrared camera in here?
We don't have it, but I'm saying like the government could be like, we've found him using infrared. Oh. I want to see someone in the 1900s throwing like a
bag
of chalk on him or something.
Yeah, for sure. There's nothing ruling out him getting a bag of chalk thrown on him in 2019, is there?
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except then somebody realizes that the the bag of chalk wasn't ethically sourced, and they get cancelled.
Okay.
So, No, I don't know. I think that might actually be a good take, to be like, you know, what do you become if you're in this world of constant surveillance and nobody can see
that's
you?
That's not
anymore.
A bad thought, but yeah. I think also because the Mummy was in the modern day,
oh, they'll
they
bring
won't
it back.
Do it.
They'll shift it out again.
Or they'll even go, well, look, those movies, a lot of them came out in the 50s. Maybe we do one set in the 50s.
Yes, maybe.
Even though a lot of those weren't set in the 50s, you know what I'm talking about.
Do you
about,
think yeah. they're going to tie together the room full of artifacts?
Oh, what's the what have they got for the Invisible Man? Just an empty jar.
Maybe he was in there the whole time.
He could have been.
Guys. He's also inaudible in this,
okay, right.
this sequence. He's isn't behind there, a pane of glass.
Isn't there a thing where you can't be invisible, you'd be blind because light needs to reflect off your cornea, off the back
yes.
of your eye to whatever?
I guess that's probably true, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
In the in Planetary, which is a Warren Ellis comic
series,
book,
yeah.
The villains are the Four, who are like evil versions of the Fantastic Four.
Cool.
And the Invisible Woman has to have like a, she has to like plug in a, like a video camera system into her brain.
Okay.
Because otherwise she can't see.
Can you see it? The camera?
No.
Camera's invisible too.
Camera's invisible too.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Dune casting. Zendaya is Chani.
Dune.
Oscar Isaac is Duke Leto Atreides.
Yes.
Timothy.
Who's Paul Atreides?
Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, okay. I think I knew that already.
Yeah. So, do you care?
Who's Baron Harkonnen?
Zach Chancery.
Have you made that up?
Yes.
Most of my
I think it's the name of somebody from a Mitchell and Webb skit.
Probably. Most of my Dune-related knowledge is based not on the books or the movie, but on the real-time strategy game that came out.
Oh, yeah, you're a fan of that, weren't you?
Yeah, Dune 2.
Dune 2.
The Battle for Arrakis.
Mm. Yeah. So you Dune 2?
Yeah, I'm Dune 2.
Yeah. Is it Dune or Dune? This is our worst running joke. I shouldn't say we. It's mine.
You shouldn't say running joke.
Anyway, Dune is or Dune is the guy who made Blade Runner 2049.
Okay,
and another great
a
movie
that was excellent, but nobody watched.
So this will be the same, I'd imagine.
Absolutely, it's amazing. Oh, it's going to look good though.
It's going to look great.
I mean,
great.
Imagine, you remember the bloody scenes in the desert?
Yeah.
Oh, it looked so good. This whole movie set in the desert.
Most of it.
Yeah.
Giant worms.
Giant worms.
Stings in it.
Exactly. Remember, he had the giant lady look great?
I haven't seen it.
You've seen Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dune. I've only seen bits of Dune.
No, but I'm saying he was great with the giant lady.
Yeah.
Imagine a giant worm.
I can, and I will.
Could.
And
great.
I'll see it.
Yeah,
look, I have no interest in this property aside from the director.
And the weakest part of this, the weakest part of Blade Runner 2049 was the scene with the crashed car in the water. Guess what? Dune doesn't have any.
No.
Water.
That was a weak moment.
It was the
in that
weak
film.
Moment, wasn't it? Yeah.
It felt that was the only bit that felt like it was on a weird soundstage.
Yeah, and it was like, okay,
and Harrison Ford was just
yeah,
stuck
and it was
in
like, well,
we need
an action finale for this, so let's throw this in. Yeah.
But then I feel like it picks up after that.
I agree.
Like it's got a great cracking finale.
I have the Blu-ray on my coffee table
I got a
right
Blu-ray
now.
Too,
but
yeah. It's bloody it's terrific good. Movie. Mason, bad news for the Fast and Furious fans. In some ways. Apparently Fast and Furious 9 is going to have no The Rock.
Oh.
Because he's too busy
doing
his
Hobbs
own spin-offs
and
whatever.
Yeah, okay.
How do you feel about that? Do you want a Vin Diesel-only Fast and Furious film? Are you ready for that now? Are you ready to go back to the way it was?
No, I don't know.
But minus Paul Walker. Get that Scott Eastwood in.
Well, I guess the question is how much family was The Rock, you know? How much a part of La Familia was he?
Well, apparently the last...
Because if he wasn't 100%...
I don't think he was.
If he wasn't 100% part of La Familia, I can do without him.
Yeah.
Hit the bricks.
Well, in real life...
Short
they...
Hobbs or Short Hobbs.
Yeah, Short
Hobbs.
Short
that's Hobbs.
Is it?
He's Luke Hobbs.
Good.
Yeah.
So they're not friends in real life. Mm-hmm. And there's been some on-set drama. We've covered it.
That's right, because The Rock
made a really passive-aggressive
Instagram post.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, I don't like working with this guy. He's unprofessional.
I thought it was like a...
I thought it was going to be Scott Eastwood that he was talking about.
I thought he was talking about like it was going to be like a wrestling thing when they wrestle each other.
Oh, I see, right, but it was for real.
Yeah,
okay,
so...
Right.
But or maybe it's the long con. Maybe they really do love each other.
Oh,
look at these two big egos.
Married.
I'd love that.
I'd love that too.
But The Rock is happily married and Vin Diesel is playing Dungeons and Dragons or whatever he does in his downtime.
Absolutely.
Writing Riddick 4.
I was going to say he's writing Riddick fan fiction. That's probably
and getting
he's
ready
doing.
For Triple X 4.
Yes.
Which is happening. So anyway, you don't care about Fast 9, I'd imagine?
I
do.
Did we talk about this recently? What's the... Are they going to run out of gimmicks eventually? I said flying cars will be my...
Yeah, that's your line.
That's my breaking point.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
If a car flies at any point, I'm fine with it falling out of a plane, but if those cars are flying, I'm out of here.
What about making a man who's bulletproof? How do you feel about that?
And see, that's good. That's a good question. Because I think maybe that's... Yeah, that wouldn't work in it. That wouldn't work in a Fast and Furious movie.
Mm.
So I'm glad they've spun that off.
They've sidestepped that.
Yeah. Also, it's the only way to make somebody who's capable of taking The Rock in a fist fight, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that is true.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Mason, Harry's is great because it ties into my New Year's resolution to be smarter with finances and have wonderful facial hair.
I thought you were just going to say to be smarter.
Like, yeah, well, that's part of it.
You can't just hope to be smarter.
No, I am being smarter because I'm shopping with Harry's razors.
Oh, okay. Well, then you've made a correct decision. Happening. All right, I like it.
Do you know Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you're a regular shaver?
Yes.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Mason.
I shall.
Good, excellent. Look, and you can take better physical care of yourself because Harry's products have won tons of awards. Plural, I should say, including a 2018...
Not one award that weighs several tons.
No. A 2018...
Can you imagine accepting that on the podium?
You'd have to get a truck. 2018 Esquire Grooming Award.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, that's right. So they'll look you good and feel... They'll keep you looking good and feeling great. And they do. It's a smooth shave.
Oh, it feels good. I shaved this morning. It felt so good.
Me too. The razors also last a very long time.
They do.
Which I appreciate. And we actually have a special offer. If you go to harrys.com/weeklyplanet, you can get a trial set that's $13 worth of value. It comes with everything you need for a close and comfortable shave. I'm talking a weighted ergonomic handle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking a 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade.
Mm-hmm.
Rich lathering shave gel.
Mm.
Travel blade cover.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that this wonderful deal is in place, because as we know, Mason, Harry's, the founders, they were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned.
Yeah.
Too many things.
They didn't you don't need a weird laser pointer thing on it?
No.
You don't have a vibrating head? It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So they bought a...
Cut your head off.
Cut your head off. A world-class blade factory in Germany that they've been making quality blades for over 95 years. And the replacement cartridges for their razors are just $2 each, which is cray.
And they you said that, look, I'm just going to editorialize a little bit. But you bloody... The ones you get at the supermarket or wherever you get them, just the standard issue...
The bin.
Yeah, exactly. The brand that dareth not speak its name. The big boys. You shave like 3 or 4 times and they're done.
Exactly.
Like, you can't, they're just, they're blunt. You're just carving your face off with them.
That's true.
So it's like carving a bloody turkey with them. Yeah. These ones, forever.
Run by bloody turkeys by the sounds of things, Mason.
That's right. Anyway, they're very good. I'm not even kidding.
I agree.
I have never gone back, and I shall never go back. I shan't.
You shan't and you won't. Mm-hmm. Listeners to the show can actually redeem the trial set, as mentioned, at harrys.com/weeklyplanet. So make sure you go to harrys.com/weeklyplanet to redeem your offer and to let them know that we sent you to help support the show.
A lot of people are taking advantage and they sent us a little pic or something on Twitter and we bloody love it. We know it's happening.
We love
people are enjoying them.
All day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have to talk about movement watches, Mason.
But I would talk about them even if I didn't have to talk about them.
Well, we have to talk about them. Does that sway you either way?
No, I'm still happy to talk about them.
Your enthusiasm is at an all-time high.
I know, right?
What's a style that you enjoy of late?
You know what? I haven't bought it, but it's in my. I'm ready to get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's this model called the Odyssey.
Yep.
It's got this. It's got a metal case. It's got a metal band.
Okay.
They've got a whole bunch of different colors. If you want a silver case, you want a black case. You want what have you? They've got a model here. It's called the ISO. It's got it's like a dark golden bronze, and it looks sick. And I reckon I'm going to buy it today.
Dark golden.
I'm so excited. It looks real nice.
Have you
I'm not finished.
Sorry.
It's got a nice charcoal face on it.
Like all movement watches.
It looks like a rich man. A rich man wearing this watch. Look at it.
And they have the interchangeable straps, don't they?
They do,
you can switch
them
up as well.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, Mason, you don't need to be a super rich man to buy these things.
That's the trick.
I'm
not.
This is because
if they were expensive, I couldn't afford them.
Because movement, it's a ground-up entrepreneurial success story. Mm-hmm. They understand living on a tight budget because they've lived it too, and they want to make high-quality style accessible for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about looking good and keeping it simple. They don't tell you how many steps you've taken. They don't blow up your wrist with text messages.
Irrelevant. Don't need it.
They're not overly intrusive with notifications, et cetera, et cetera. And if you want to score some points this Valentine's Day with a perfect gift coming up soon, coming in hot.
Yes.
Well, Movement has the answer for you. They do watches for men and women.
They do bracelets whoever would like a bracelet.
Exactly.
They do sunglasses.
For bracelets.
Yes.
Tiny little bracelets.
If you want to
sunglasses.
Accessorize those bracelets you just bought, but also for men and women.
Yeah. I have a pair of Movement sunglasses in my car. So if I'm ever in the car and I'm like, I wish I had sunglasses.
You
cool
have
sunglasses.
Them. Oh,
they're right
you
there.
You had a problem and then you solved it.
I solved it with sunglasses. They also have curated gift boxes featuring their favorite styles, and they're perfect for that special someone. And all gift boxes are perfectly matched with a watch or a bracelet or a watch and a strap. That's right. Movement introduced jewelry to their collection. This one's a no-brainer. One and done.
It's a bloody no-brainer. Here's bloody Snap-on off of the website. Yeah. Just bloody clickety-click and you've got a great prezi.
You could go chocolates and roses if you're some kind of nerd.
Ugh.
But you don't have to. I mean,
yeah, I'm not a nerd. That's the implication here. I'm not a nerd.
That's right.
Yeah.
They start at just $95 as opposed to something of similar build quality, which would be $400 to $500.
Mm.
You could save money. They've got clean design, minimal and really quality products. Minimal as in style-wise. And they've sold nearly 2 million watches in over 160 countries. You can actually get 15% off with free shipping and free returns if you're not happy by going to mvmt.com/weeklyplanet. See why Movement keeps growing. Check out their expanded collection. Go to mvmt.
I like how you experiment with different ways
to
say the lines.
mvmt.com/weeklyplanet. Join the movement. Let's get on with this bloody show, mate.
I've got a movement watch right here. I was wearing it.
You were wearing
it. Took it off for the podcast.
For podcasting.
Because I'm throwing my hands about dramatically.
I know what you're about. Yeah. Mason, though, before we get into... we're going to get into Super Bowl ads.
Yes.
So this is a good segue, I feel.
Yes.
Just by saying that.
Yes.
To talk about the Game of Thrones Bud Light commercial.
What an odd commercial.
I think
really
there is
odd.
I think there's a backstory to the Bud Light night. But all okay, I got sure. was...
All
I,
he's got a secret origin.
There's been a series of ads leading up to it.
Now, this was a Super Bowl spot,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, all I got from it was... I'm like, oh, Game of Thrones, good. So there's the king and a queen and they're drinking a Bud Light for some reason. For some reason. Like it's a good
It's just
drink.
An artistic choice by the director. It was like, what if they were drinking a Bud Light each?
And then the
They're from the kingdom of Bud Light,
yes.
I guess.
And then the Bud Light night comes
We're talking
in.
About this like it's a real thing, but all right.
Because it's bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
And then the Bud Light Knight makes a joke because he's got too many beers on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets knocked off his horse and killed by the mountain.
There's a jousting competition. Yes. And he is defeated in the classic way, jousting lance to the chest. Yep. And he falls off his horse. And then the mountain from Game of Thrones shows up, presumably tears his head off.
Or crushes it, I
crushes
think.
Crushes his head,
you see him
yeah.
at the end with a dented helmet.
Uh-huh.
And then a dragon flies in and kills everybody.
Yeah.
Has this been like a, we'll build up the characters in this universe and then Game of Thrones style, just kill them all?
Well, I mentioned this to you earlier, that when I watched that on YouTube, it linked to another video in which the... an adventuring band from the Bud Light kingdom.
Yeah.
They have to deliver a big barrel of corn syrup to a neighboring competitor beer brand because Bud Light doesn't use high fructose corn syrup, it only uses cane sugar. So this fructose corn syrup's for losers.
Great.
And so they have to do that. So I guess that's, yeah, I guess they're building up the Bud Lightiverse,
What's the message with this Bud Light Knight? That he's a lightweight drinker.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just confused. Sorry, my wife's just calling. I just got to call her back.
Bloody bullet train,
I'm just going to pause this. Just because the hospital or whatever. Say, come on, mate.
No, I'm fine.
That one was me.
Oh, nice.
Don't you hate it when real life interferes with podcasting, Mason?
I know,
it's
right?
It's bloody ridiculous.
It is.
I thought we were trying to run a professional bloody show
exactly.
here.
Exactly.
And my son's fine. He's asleep now, which is good.
I was going to say.
Yeah, so
that's my question.
For those people who have asked on Twitter, thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice.
And let's talk about whatever we were still talking. The Game of Thrones night.
Yeah, we're talking about the Game of Thrones.
Are we off this now?
No, I don't know. I don't. But I guess people respond to that sort of stuff now. They grow to love whatever character it is.
I feel like they responded negatively.
What about Manu? Isn't that a guy?
From...
There's some sort of car insurance ad in Australia. A series of...
You're talking about that... That food critic or whatever
no,
it is.
No, there's a...
Yeah, Manu, he's like a food dude.
Yeah, I know, but there's like a... Look, it doesn't matter. I don't know what I'm talking about because I don't even watch ads anyway. But there's an insurance series. I think they're insurance ads in Australia and there's an ongoing couple of characters that people have just fallen in love with.
Great.
And
like that Not Happy Jan and whatever?
Yeah, like that, exactly.
Great.
Yeah, people are super involved. They love it.
A woman I used to work with went on My Kitchen Rules and
oh, yes.
she knows this guy.
Manu.
And he's apparently very nice. And even after the show had ended, like they ran into him like years later and he was like, what's going on? Good to see you guys or whatever. Uh-huh. The other guy, prick.
Interesting.
So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
All right. Allegedly.
Yes. Also, our friends over at the Auntie Donna podcast.
Oh, yes.
They have a Manu. They have a Manu character.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Who's very... Look, it doesn't matter.
But it's good. Yeah. Anyway, good on the Bud Knight Light.
Yeah, exactly,
light,
right?
Light Knight.
Yes.
You're one of the worst mascots of all time.
Wow.
I'm glad we got to talk about it. Hobbs and Shaw, though.
Yes.
You got a 60-second TV spot and a very long and weirdly paced trailer with a lot of stuff in it I really liked.
Yeah, right. Let's talk about it.
Okay. So it says in it, Fast and Furious presents, etc.
Right, yes.
It's Hobbs and Shaw. They're working together. Can they work together? Yes. They've worked together before.
And they'll do so again.
Yeah. So there's a super soldier.
Idris Elba.
An Idris Elba type. Mm-hmm. Again, genetically enhancing himself like he did in the Star Trek sequel.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He's all over that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you mentioned this because it's so he can beat up the
Maybe
Rock.
Maybe he should genetically engineer the grey out of his beard.
I feel that. That's good.
Cop that, you handsome, charming man.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Yes. I don't think he was talking to me.
I was talking about it yourself.
But what was I going to say? Yeah, so... You mentioned that that's the only way you could get somebody realistically beating up the Rock.
Correct, yes.
Because, you know.
Or just somebody who's good at martial arts. That
yeah,
would work
right.
as well.
Okay,
I mean,
sure.
He's big, but he's not, you know.
When he beat up all those little dudes in
the
rundown.
Yeah,
all
right, sure. Uh-huh.
I enjoyed that. But yeah, this, I mean, there's a lot of, there's questions of, does this jump the shark for Fast and Furious movies? Because you're verging on superpowers here. Bulletproof. Men who can punch down metal doors.
Yeah, right.
It's glass territory, if anything.
It is not that. How dare you besmirch this movie that we haven't seen yet that may be good or bad?
Yeah, but I guess it's odd because this movie, these series of films started out in 2001 racing WRXs and stealing DVD players.
Exactly, right.
And now it's super soldiers beating each other up in the street and men dropping from buildings and jumping from abseiler to abseiler or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I did like that sequence where Statham takes the elevator.
I did too.
Yeah.
He's cheeky, that's
He's
why.
He's so cheeky and British.
He's cheeky.
And the Rock gets up in the morning and eats protein powder and Statham pulls a beer.
Yeah, right.
Probably,
I thought the Rock was eating just coffee out of the jar.
He may just be.
I think he might have been.
Is that a thing that people do?
No.
Mm.
I mean, caricatures do, which
yeah,
is
sure,
why
yeah.
he's doing it.
Is that protein powder? I have no idea. Probably is.
I,
probably his own brand or something.
It could be, yeah. It looked to me like he was eating coffee, but...
Okay, fair enough. It may just be. Yeah. They're just different guys.
Yep.
They're mostly the same.
Pretty much the same, yeah.
I do like that also Statham calls out that because they're supposed to be a covert mission and The Rock is enormous.
He is,
He's nothing like a regular man.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, but like he mentions, he's saved the world before, et cetera. Yeah. Right. Mm. But what do you think about super soldiers, though, in this universe?
I think maybe if this is a one-time deal, if this becomes everybody, every villain's got superpowers, I'm not on board with it.
Yeah, right.
But I think if you're just like, okay, it's mostly regular guys. Also, it's not like he can fly or anything.
Yeah, right.
You know, that we can see so far.
Mm. Most of these people pretty much have superpowers anyway. They jump out of speeding cars and just roll across asphalt like it's nothing. Uh-huh. You know, you'd just tear all the skin off your body if you did that in real life.
Uh-huh.
So I guess they've just made it official.
Exactly. Your bones knit when you need them to knit, and then you just break the cast off with your bicep.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's weird that... Do you think that they had to add the... and they're going to do some car stuff.
Yeah, right,
Yeah. Do you think they just need to do that because they're Fast and Furious movies, and they're like, we'll slide under a truck?
That's the thing I was thinking about the most, is do you think there are any trucks tall enough for a car to slide under them for real?
It happened in one of the National Lampoon movies. So yes.
Oh, then yes, then cool. All right.
The answer to your question. It must be, right? Some of those cars are so low.
That's true.
It's funny because they look cool and whatever, but then when you see one in real life and you see someone try to get out of one, it's ridiculous. Yeah. They're lying down. They have to roll out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Or go over a speed hump.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll see somebody
just,
like...
It all crunches.
Yeah, you'll see somebody gunning and then they just drop down to like 10 kilometers an hour and then you see them like put the nose up and then pause and then their back end goes and then they go down and then they just have to... Yeah.
So great. Mm. Yeah. They're almost... I would dare say it, impractical, a lot of these cars.
In a way, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a cars guy. What do I know? I love a Hyundai Elantra, which was my first car. A 1993 Hyundai Elantra.
Wow.
Which I saved up for. Manual, though, so you know.
Oh, you I guess you drive, are a cars guy.
I can
guy.
Drive stick.
Wow, you're a real Fast and Furious
Thank
guy.
Thank you. For anyone curious about that car, it died in Geelong. I was going somewhere and it died. And then I'd left it there. That's where it is now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You left it. Do you leave it with a friend or just...
The wreckers got it.
Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah, that car was immediately a cube.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Nobody...
There were no additional parts that they could salvage from it. They're just just crush it.
Just crush it. Yeah. Anyway, enough about my great car, my great first car.
Hobbs and Shaw. How'd the action look for you?
Good. I mean, it's a little green screeny in parts, like the...
Yeah.
They're on top of the, you know, the building bit in particular where he's
The
Rock's leaping from person to person.
I also feel like if it's just...
How can you knock out a man with a helmet with your fist?
Exactly.
Mm.
If it's three sort of regular dudes...
Yeah.
We don't have an insane martial artist in the bunch there.
Yeah, right.
It's three actors who...
Statham's kind of... I mean, maybe not this version of Statham.
Yeah, right.
Is he a martial artsy guy, this guy? Or is he like, hit you with a fire extinguisher, throw you through a glass table?
Well, he's a martial artsy guy in the sense that they all are, sort of, you know?
Okay, sure.
I think so.
They all are, sort of.
They're all sort of superhuman and they all sort of know martial arts.
Are you expecting any other Fast and... Are you expecting any other Fast and Furious crew to show up?
What about Han?
I'm gonna leave both of those sneezes in.
Thank you, please do.
Yeah, I think they're gonna shock with like, look, it's Gal Gadot because she's in the next spin-off one or whatever. They're gonna tease something,
okay.
But I don't think it's gonna be Vin Diesel.
No.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Because
again, they're on the outs.
They're on the outs. They're not La Familia no more.
They're not La Familia. They're not gonna share a
Corona
or
whatever Coca-Cola. The last beer was and the last one that they switched to.
Mm.
The weird metallic bottles. Anyway, we've got to do another one. This looks good, and I will see it.
We'll see about that.
We will talk, yes. And we'll talk about it when it comes out.
What is it?
What?
Oh, I thought you're still talking about Hobbs and Shaw.
What am I doing?
I don't know.
What are any of us
doing? What are you doing now? But Hobbs and Shaw looks good.
Oh,
yes.
We also did a great tie-in Caravan of Garbage for Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, yeah, we
won't spoil it here, but boy.
Boy, it's something, isn't it?
Yes, it is. There was a TV spot for Alita Battle Angel, which I told you to watch, and now I've just realised now that I have not watched it.
Nothing happened.
Okay.
It was just more clips from the movie.
Yep.
Some people in their row, and you see Ed Skrein walking, and he's a robot, and then there's a real big robot man.
Is he a robot?
Yeah, he's real big.
Yeah.
And then there was nothing.
Apparently it's very rollerball heavy in it. Like, there's a lot of...
I was, yeah. I was thinking that. They've really emphasized the rollerball.
That's all I want to see, though.
Yeah, look, there was nothing to it. There was nothing you haven't seen before. And if there was, it did not make an impact. I wasn't like, whoa, this has changed my mind about this movie.
Apparently, it does look spectacular, especially in IMAX and 3D or whatever. But we're not going to see it like that.
No.
And even if the premiere was like that, which I believe it's not.
It's not.
When I say premiere, I mean the cinema they shove us into in Melbourne to watch these things. I don't care about this.
No, neither do I.
I think it's going to tank.
And when you say tank, you mean in the sense that it's not going to bring in as much money as it costs to make.
Nah.
Right. Mm. It still might bring in a lot of money because there's a big marketing campaign behind
not
it.
Not when it's
right.
Every character's CGI and it's $250 million or whatever it costs to make. Yeah, yeah. I've got no idea. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I saw a little thumbnail of the actor from Battle Angel Alita when we had Alita, the character, and she's like eating an ice cream sandwich. And then side by side is the actor.
I've seen that thumbnail, yeah.
With the she's got the dots on her face and an enormous camera rig all around her head.
Yeah,
and I'm like, do you need that for eating an ice cream sandwich?
I think so. You got to get all the facial tracking.
I guess so.
So I guess they mostly recreated her in CGI. That's impressive. Aside from the eyes, the rest of it looks good. The hair looks good.
I agree. Okay.
I feel like I've settled into the eyes more.
I agree.
The more
too,
I've
seen
it.
They may have also tweaked them so they're less terrifying.
Yeah, good.
They may have gotten somebody who wasn't James Cameron who can see the uncanny valley. who then tweaked it a little bit.
His dad?
Maybe his dad. Yeah.
Yeah. He tells James Cameron how it is.
Yeah.
There's a trailer for Us. There's a super bowl spot for Us. Jordan Peele's next. That's soon. That movie.
Great.
It's like
I'm looking forward to
maybe.
It.
Yeah.
Again, no clue what it's about. I can't tell.
A killer family.
Yeah.
Like you think your family's fine, and they are. But what if there was a different version of your family, and they had
killers.
Some of them had scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Scissors and masks.
I'm into
and
it,
such.
And I want to see it.
Looks good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, based off his previous work, that one movie in particular.
Do you have any other theories as to what this movie's about?
It's just a parallel dimension shit,
I think it's
maybe.
It's probably parallel dimension, yeah.
Or a demon thing. I don't know.
Mm.
I think it's, I didn't think Get Out was going to go the way that it did.
Yeah, right.
So I think this could go any number of directions.
Yeah, I'm glad it's coming out soon because I don't want to be spoiled by any more trailers,
yeah.
I don't think.
So you're done?
Yes.
Mm, great. I'm really happy to hear that.
I like I think there's a shot we didn't see in the previous trailer where the evil version of the mom snaps her fingers and both the kids
like scutter off.
Snap into action. Yeah,
that's great. Yeah.
I also wonder, is it going to be set over a single night or is it going to be
I don't know.
A span of weeks? It's hard to tell because I think maybe there's an opening scene with the beach and then they invade the family's home.
It's a bit like that movie where the family, they turn up with the bags on their heads and Liv Tyler's in it.
Baghead Family,
Baghead Family Trauma.
Yeah,
I believe it's called.
Uh-huh.
What's that called? The Others? Or
The
Strangers.
Strangers, there we go.
Okay, Toy Story, more clips. Buzz Lightyear's at a festival.
Festival carnival,
He's
been
ziplocked in to a rack of toys.
Because several months ago we got a teaser with the new characters from Toy Story. Mm-hmm. And we weren't quite sure where they fit in. They were just sort of these sassy talking additional characters, and we didn't know what they were, but they are
Key and Peele actually as well.
They are prize. But there's so much Peele news this week.
Huge week
there's,
for Peele
there's
news.
So they are prize toys at a carnival.
Yes.
So I guess meet Buzz Lightyear as he's entrapped in there.
Apparently,
how did he get there? We don't know.
We don't know. Mm. Apparently, I think Tim Allen said this. Watch his show. Too Many Daughters when that's on, whatever night that's on. That. The girl who inherits the toys doesn't end up treating them very well or whatever, and that's part of it.
Right.
It's just misery, the Toy Story universe. Yeah. Just toys living forever and being forgotten.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's horrible.
They live even if they got all their limbs cut off.
Yeah.
You know? Oh.
And like a fork can be a toy.
Yeah,
it turns out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Anyway, so is this a rescue from the fairgrounds kind of
It's apparently
narrative?
It's Bo Peep because Bo Peep left.
Uh-huh.
And so it's... They go. They find her, and she's changed, and she's like, "I'm cool now, or whatever. I'm not just a sheep wrangler.
Uh-huh.
I do other things.
Yeah, right.
I probably can do.
I got social media now.
Yeah, I can do a Matrix kick or whatever.
I'm an influencer.
Yeah,
I'm a sheep influencer. I'm not just a sheep wrangler. You know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, good. I'm not as jazzed.
I'm selling skinny tea to sheep now.
I'm not as jazzed for this as the last two
when they
came out, but yeah, I'll see it.
Cool.
Both of us will see it. Hmm. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Guillermo del Toro. There's like five different ad spots. Did you watch any of those?
I watched two of the ad spots.
Yeah.
I saw one with a kid being dragged under a bed.
Yep.
And I saw a second one, which is the classic tale of the girl who has a spot on her face.
Yeah.
What's in the spot? It's probably baby spiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a pretty spooky.
Is this moment. Based on a franchise or is this based on weird urban myths?
I can't remember.
Okay, then great.
I think it might have been based off a book series even. Mm-hmm. But yeah, do you think these are kid horror kind of things? Like little funny little tales?
This isn't tales for children, is it? This isn't a Goosebumps style.
Sorry, a tale is a series of three children's books. Cool. They're children's horror stories.
Nice.
Yeah, maybe I'll look into... They're from like the early 90s. Ooh. And, no, sorry, early 80s into the 90s. Ooh. So there you bloody go.
Ooh.
So, no, I liked this kind of stuff as a kid, like the kind of... It's spooky, but it's not...
Ooky.
It's a bit hooky. Mm-hmm. No, but you know, it's like kid spooky. Yeah, I think right. I think it's fun to be like, you know, have little...
It's fun to have a little spook from time when to you're time. A kid.
Yeah, I think it's...
I've been spooked.
Do you remember the Boogity Man? Remember that? Do you ever see that made-for-TV Disney movie?
The Boogity Man.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it might just be the Boogeyman. And it turns up in someone's house.
I didn't.
I think they end up sucking his cape into a
vacuum cleaner. I was going to say, choose your next words carefully.
Yeah, but anyway, that's just a thing that I remember that's probably not good.
Incredible.
We're burning through these.
Good. You know what? It was apparently a bad day for football. And it was it was the lowest scoring game in a long time, maybe ever.
I didn't watch any of it. And Tom Brady got his sixth ring though, yep. And people are like, now he can be Thanos.
Yep.
He can snap the universe in half or whatever.
Mm. Hope he does.
Me too. Mm. Hope he gets you, but not me.
What? I think the opposite. Yeah, apparently it was not a great game, but we don't know from American football.
I think the fans of that team were happy.
Because their team won, sure.
Because their team won.
Their team won, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, a low-scoring game in anything doesn't necessarily mean it's bad.
Yeah.
People are saying it is bad for other reasons.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think it was necessarily a great week for trailers either.
Mm.
It was not... I was expecting some big upsets, but
It being more interesting last year.
Yeah.
But here's one that... I think the Avengers one was definitely a highlight.
Yeah, for sure.
But before we talk about that, they did a Captain Marvel one. They also released a clip this week of a chase on a train. Did you see that?
Yes.
There are complaints of like it kind of looks flat and grey, like a lot of the Marvel movies.
Right.
But I do wonder whether they're going to do both. They're going to do Guardians, fun, space colour, earth, grey kind of thing.
Right,
and have
in
the one film. I wonder if that's an intentional kind of choice.
Oh, here. Do you mean in... Okay, right, okay. Mm. I see.
Do you see?
Intriguing.
Yeah.
But why would you want... do you mean for Endgame or do you mean for...
No, I mean for Captain Marvel.
Right.
Because when you see the space stuff in the trailers, it's colourful costumes and wonderful worlds.
So Earth is a more... Earth's just a dreary place to be, is what you're saying. Okay, maybe, all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of the kind of flat-coloured kind of Marvel style. It kind of... Was it probably Winter Soldier where it kind of showed up? Maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
That has set a lot of trends.
Yeah.
For good or ill?
Good
mostly
or ill.
Good.
Mostly good, I think.
Mostly good.
But if you look at... Like, I don't remember Iron Man being a kind of flat, grey, concrete building kind of movie.
No, it wasn't, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is, though. We should do a commentary for that.
Okay, let's
do it. You should do one. How about that?
Like, just me. Just okay, you. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll be a real testing ground to see if anybody would listen to that.
I believe so. Mm. What happens in that Captain Marvel TV spot? Do you know?
I also can't remember. I think it was just a series of unconnected snippets. She hangs out with a... It was very much more... This TV spot seemed to throw away the premise. I mean, we knew that she is someone who was raised on Earth and then she went up into space. She loses her memory. She gets the Captain Marvel powers. But it was sort of on the fence of like, what? Where am I from? What's the deal? This seems to very much have thrown that premise away and been just like, yeah, she's a pilot and and she grew up on Earth.
She lost her memories and whatever.
And now she's Captain Marvel and she's got the powers.
Yeah.
So,
But what's the mystery? There's mystery there, isn't there?
Is the Cat a Skrull is the mystery?
Probably. And is Jude Law a bad guy?
Yes.
Okay,
cool.
So I think I read an article headline that was like Keanu Reeves turned down a role in Captain Marvel.
John Wick 3.
Yeah, I assume it's John Rog, though I didn't read the article.
No, neither do I.
Cool. Good on us.
I don't think they would have specified. I think it would have said in the headline.
But who else would he have been? Nick
Just
Fury? It's been cast.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
The Cat?
The Cat? No,
he's been a cat. He's in the movie Keanu, the Key and Peele. Big Key and Peele episode this week.
Yeah, huge Key and Peele episode.
That one?
No, I haven't, no.
Yeah. They have a cat called Keanu, and there's a bit where it talks in a dream and it's the voice of Keanu Reeves.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Who's he going to be? The train driver?
Yeah, maybe.
Driving the train where there's a train chase and he's like, hey, Get off my train.
When you see a train driver, do you relate? You're like, that's similar to my job?
Sometimes.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you feel for them?
No.
Do you ever feel like...
They made their bed, they can lie in it.
Which pays better?
Train driver.
Is that because they hit more people?
No, it's because it's way more work.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a bloody huge network, mate.
Network of what? Nerds.
Yeah. Thank you. Got him. We'll high five later. We're too far away now. We'll do it later.
Great.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel's coming out. I didn't really watch it properly because I want to kind of be surprised, and I feel like I already know a lot about it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I am interested into this, and I'm also interested in this, and I'm interested to see how it ties into
Avengers
Endgame.
It was a short trailer. It didn't pack a lot in, as opposed to the Endgame trailer, which was 30 seconds, but I think it packed a lot in.
I wouldn't say I've been blown away by a lot of the Captain Marvel stuff.
No, neither.
Maybe the second trailer I really liked.
Yep.
I don't really remember. But anyway, I'm still going to see it, aren't I?
Yeah, I think there's something that doesn't feel quite as impactful because she's got like laser blast powers and she can just cut through a spaceship like it's nothing kind of thing. I think there's kind of the novelty wears off very quickly, I think. Whereas if you are a Captain America, there's so many different karate moves, isn't there?
Yeah, there's several.
Many karate moves.
He starts boxing and then he's doing Krav Maga.
Then he's doing Krav Maga.
A few movies in.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Speaking of, though,
yes.
We get a bit of Captain America narration for the Avengers TV spot. There's a lot in that 30 seconds.
There really is, yeah.
We'll do a breakdown for it. It'll be up soon if it's not already. It won't be up already. Because if you're... No.
Okay.
I mean, unless you listen to it later in the week, let us know.
Let us know.
But what's he talking about? Who he's not? You know, people give up, but not me. I'm Captain America.
Well, keep it going.
He doesn't have his magnetic shield. He's got a strap.
That's right. Yeah.
That seems he can't throw it as easy because he's roped it over his arm.
Yep.
What's going on there?
I don't know.
It's his deal.
He wants to keep it close. It's like his security blanket.
That's true. He hasn't had it for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So it opens with the world is. Like, they see New York and it's
wrecked, mate.
No, it's not. It's just empty, isn't it?
It's very empty, yeah. It's been... So, we do know that it's far enough in the future that they've produced, like, they've produced posters for, like, self-help groups
It looks like that. Yeah, there's a group in the background, that he's attending. Yeah. Everyone's pretty sad. Everyone's hair is slightly different, it would seem.
That's right.
Looks like Tony Stark is getting himself out of that bloody pickle, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so he's doing some repairs and shit on that.
He's DIYing it with Nebula. That's fun.
I do like the... We've talked this before. The team up. You know what I mean? The odd team ups.
Yeah.
Some with like Rocket and...
The rest of the Avengers. Thor.
There's that shot of them all walking together and you see... And it's like the Avengers and Rocket. It's good and it's weird.
What do you think is missing out of that? What do you think? Is there anything missing, do you think?
Oh, like they've taken something out of it.
Do you think the Hulk maybe is walking with them there?
I think you see Bruce Banner.
You do see Bruce Banner, that's true, yeah.
Anyway, it'll be an amazing trailer breakdown.
Yes.
But there is another shot of them on the grass outside of the Avengers facility, and there's a suspiciously empty spot
in there. Yes, I think that's what I'm thinking of, yeah. That could be the... I think some people have speculated that we're going to get the new incarnation of the Hulk there.
Okay.
Like it might be the Professor Hulk.
Gra-Hulk.
Yes.
Gra-Hulk.
Maybe Gra-Hulk, or maybe like the Hulk that was also the Intelligent Hulk.
Red Hulk?
No. Regular Hulk.
Reg Hulk. Okay, good.
Reg Hulk. We also get... What do we get? We get a shot of Thor that looks like he's on Thanos' homeworld, I think.
Yeah.
That looks... That's
it doesn't
cool.
look... It looks either Wakanda-ish or space-ish.
We get a shot of Rocket entering a little cottage or something, and outside there's a whole bunch of like lobster traps.
There's someone sent a really good tweet about that.
Oh, yes,
we'll talk about it in the video.
Okay, cool.
All
right.
Yeah.
So where is he? Where's a place with lobster traps?
I haven't
Norway?
Got it in front of me. I think that might be one of the options.
Okay.
But yeah, he's got
Norway?
Good reason. Yeah, I think I said yes, maybe.
All right.
Maybe Mason.
Yeah.
But
The Whit Sundays.
What's amazing about this trailer, I feel, is because you got your 10 years of, or now 11 years of Marvel stuff leading up to it, and you know all these characters, you can do 30 seconds. There's no action in it.
Yeah, right.
It's just like one line of dialogue. It just shows an empty city. Like, without context, this would probably be terrible, I'd imagine, because everybody in the world has seen these movies.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot in it. Mm. You know what I mean?
Everybody's got that context.
Exactly.
Yeah. Try doing that with your dark universe. Just a picture, just an empty chair. We don't know it's the Invisible Man. I mean, we might. We'd figure it out.
We may just.
Yeah. What if that's the teaser? It's just an empty chair for 30 seconds and then the
and then
Invisible
a fart.
Man. And then a fart, exactly. Yep.
That's how you know.
Yeah.
We are, anyway, like I said, There'll be a video on that, which people can check out in more detail, because I want to try and get this podcast out as soon as possible.
Rightio.
So we have to move it along, Mason. Okay, right, what's the highlight? Sorry, I should say before.
I think
is it Alita be... Battle Angel?
No, it's not that. I think it's got to be Endgame,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, so many tidbits.
Happy?
I mean, it's still spoilery if you don't want to know anything going in, but at the same time.
It does also feel like, because there was that rumor that they're only showing footage from the first 20 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, right.
There's also been some started to be some toy leaks, and I'm like, I'm not going into
any of
that.
Okay, I haven't seen anything yet. So, okay, that's related.
What's it now, Feb? So we're going to March, April, and then we'll see it.
Yeah.
Late April, I believe.
Yes.
Good. Good, Mason.
It is good.
Do you wish they dropped a Cloverfield movie? Another one?
Oh, just a surprise. Because that was a year ago.
Cloverfield.
Oh, Cloverfield. That would have been great. Because that was last year, wasn't it? They just dumped it on Netflix.
Yep.
That would be great, actually.
It was dumped, wasn't it? It felt like
it. Yeah, it was definitely dumped, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be great.
What if they dumped Holmes and Watson on Netflix this year?
I'd watch it, I guess. I'd watch 10 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I need to see some of that. I'm not going to pay for it, but and I'm not going to steal it because it's effort for me to torrent it.
And you might get into trouble.
And I get into trouble for stealing Holmes and Watson. Mm. And I try not to do that anymore
Exactly.
as well. Yeah.
But primarily it's the indignity, isn't it?
It really
is. Imagine if they were like, we're cutting off your internet service, you're banned from using the internet because you downloaded Holmes and Watson, widely regarded as the worst movie that last year produced, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, it felt a little... A little kind of whatever.
Underwhelming, but that's
I think
okay.
It's because people also don't need to be at the Super Bowl anymore.
Oh, we didn't talk about big P all week. We didn't talk about the Twilight Zone.
There was something
for
that?
There was a Twilight Zone trailer,
I did not see that at all.
Oh, well, it probably didn't even occur to you that it was a trailer because it was they took over the Super Bowl. They took over and invaded the... It was one of the ones where it's like... They're like, we're back at the Super Bowl, and then it sort of glitched out, and then it was then the stand. It was here's the thing about it is I enjoyed it, but it would have been way more impactful if I was actually
watching
the Super Bowl
because you want to only watch the you don't want to see it.
No, exactly, because if I click on a thing that here's the Twilight Zone Super Bowl promo, that doesn't surprise me at all. But if it was organically just sort of. I think I'm watching the trailer, and because then the crowds disappear from the stadium, and then it's just Jordan Peele walking in an empty. I was going to say MCG. He's not at the MCG. He's wherever they hold the Super Bowl.
NFL Stadium.
NFL Stadium. Thank
number
you.
One.
Number one. Number one. America Street, Washington. But it basically looks like we're watching the Super Bowl. It glitches out, and then there's an empty stadium, and then Jordan Peele does a speech about
spooky things,
and then you see the black and white radiating, Twilight Zone kind of kaleidoscope.
And then
effect.
Tom Brady runs right through him,
just collides with
it. It'd be
just
great
breaks
if,
him in
it'd
half.
It'd be great if they did it live, like they got Jordan Peele out on the field.
That'd be good during a play.
Yes.
Yeah. They're like, this is the most incredible piece of football we've ever seen, and then the lights go, and the whole team's like, what's going on? And then he just walks
hello
out slowly,
there.
And then the whole crowd's like, boo, boo, let the game go, boo. And he's like, hey, welcome to the Twilight Zone. That'd be great. And then he's tased.
Amazing.
Anyway, it was a pretty good. Again, if it were organically introduced to me as someone watching it, I'd be like, that was cool.
When's it out?
I didn't look.
January. Thanks.
I was going to say January 25th, but I'm thinking of something else.
Yes. Okay. Let me just check. What's it called again? Twilight Zone. They also had a Handmaid's Tale trailer, I realized, which I watched as well. That's a great show, and I can't wait for it to come back. Oh, man. There's so much spooky stuff happening.
So spooky.
Set to premiere April 1st, 2019,
mate. Since then, I was quite the fool.
Yeah. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's do what we reading.
Oh, what are we going to read?
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? What are you doing?
What's that voice?
What are you reading?
I should probably watch. I would like to watch Velvet Buzzsaw, which is on Netflix right now. Which is the director of Nightcrawler.
Yep.
Starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's now Gyllenhaal.
It's not though, is it? You're just trolling people at this point. We all know it's Gyllenhaal, and you get comments and tweets and such that are like, "Why are you mispronouncing it? You're doing it on purpose."
I'm not.
You are.
It's just how I speak.
I don't know. Is it? Maybe it is.
Yes.
Anyway, that looks pretty good. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was out so soon.
Neither did I. I thought it was getting a cinema release.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it is. It's at select cinemas, but it's been dumped on Netflix.
Great.
So maybe traditionally it could be good or not good. But I think Nightcrawler a lot.
Do you think they should have dumped it during the Super Bowl or whatever? Do you think they'll ever do that again? Or they went, people didn't like that.
Well, I mean, there's got to be a market for people who are not interested in anything Super Bowl related and would just love...
I think that there absolutely is.
And would just love some new content that day.
Yeah.
And I think if people are like, I'm not interested in the Super Bowl, what am I going to do today? And then Netflix was like, sign up to Netflix today and here's a brand new thing that you're going to love it. I think that would result in a lot of subscriptions.
I don't think Velvet Buzzsaw is going to be the one to do it.
No, I don't think it is either. Yeah. It seems a bit niche.
So you're going to check that out?
I think I'll check that out. Have you checked out Titans yet?
No, I didn't get a chance. Episode? I had a very busy week.
That's okay.
Yes.
It's okay.
But I have been listening to the podcast you recommended, Finding Drago.
Yes.
I started it last week.
It's good, right?
It's so good.
It's a limited release podcast.
Two friends of yours. I've never met them.
Oh, okay. Well, I've met them both.
Yeah. They're not friends of mine and they never will be.
They could be friends of yours. Yeah. They're very nice.
Yeah, they are. And it's basically, you've talked about it. So I'll do it again. Yeah. So it's made in the style of a murder mystery.
A true crime podcast, I should say.
Yeah, but it's looking for a man who wrote an early '90s Ivan Drago fanfic book.
Yes, so the villain he wrote and self published a piece of fan fiction based on the villain of Rocky IV.
Yes,
and
it's quite a good bit of writing.
Yeah,
as well.
And he's got a very illustrious biography. He's a Pulitzer Prize winning author, but he claims a bunch of stuff. But he just seemingly doesn't exist.
Yeah.
He was a famous sports writer and all this sort of stuff. So Cam and Alexi are tracking him down.
Yes.
That's the goal of this, and it takes some funny turns.
Yeah, it's very funny and also really interesting the way it's structured and the way it unravels.
Mm.
It's so weird. Yeah. Like there's so many, and I'm like, is this a hoax? What is this? Because I haven't finished it yet.
Right.
So, anyway, it's really well put together, and those are two good friends of just you.
Yes.
And I'll link it below if people want to.
And two non-friends of you.
Correct, yeah, just to specify. But it's really easy to recommend because it's very good, but I know how it sounds. Like, it might be like, why would that be interesting? It just is.
It just is.
Just take my word for it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it's funny.
And it's funny. It's very funny as well, yeah.
Nice.
I like the bit where he mics up to go into the library.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Alexi's going to do some secret investigative reporters. He's going to wear a wire and go into the state library. And it doesn't quite work.
And the bit where they're Googling and it's like a CSI style Google thing. And there's the music and the, anyway, I won't get into it. What, anything else?
No, that'll, is there anything else? Probably not.
Cool.
No, just that.
Just that.
Just that.
Oh, Overlord is out this week on digital.
Oh, is it?
So I'm going to get... I've been really wanting to see that.
Same. Okay, I'll watch Overlord as well. Yeah, we'll reconvene in a week's time.
And we'll talk all about it.
Half a fortnight hence. And then we'll talk about Overlord, yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah, it's time for then, mate, sir.
It's time for letters, I think. The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day.
Great.
It is great.
If you want to reach the show, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter. A lot of people send through some really great stuff, and we pick two. Not always the best.
But we certainly pick some, don't we?
Also, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com if you want to shoot Mason an email, a Gmail.
Here's one right here.
He's so ready this week.
This one's amazing. From Dominic Crowe, because this one's I'm a big fan of this one.
Okay.
Hey guys, me and my mate Sam have listened and enjoyed your podcast and YouTube channel for quite a while now. Thank you.
Be more specific about how much time as well. I need to know if you're a lifelong fan.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Is it like since they've been born.
Okay, that's good.
Wow. Now, since you started the mad ghost bit... We say it all the time, so we decided to get matching tattoos. So Sam and Dominic, they've sent through photos. They've got matching mad ghost tattoos.
Oh, wonderful.
Is that
a shin?
That's an ankle tattoo, I believe.
Love it.
Yeah. Unless he's got a really weird shaped arm and hand.
It might just be a neck. Could be a really long neck.
Yeah. Now, sure, we have done the mad ghost bit.
Is it Jeff Johns's production
I think
company?
It is. I was going to ask you.
I don't remember any of our jokes.
So this thing you've permanently attached to our bodies, we're fairly confident is the name of Jeff Johns's comic book.
Mad Ghost! I like to think the logo is a man in a sheet with two eye holes and a sideways hat.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. And the hat
and he's
has,
on rollerblades.
And the hat has the beer cans in it.
Okay.
And yes. They go down, like the straws come down, but then the beer's just spilling out because he's a ghost.
It's a ghost.
Just spilling out below it. Love like a slimer. It.
Like
know?
A slimer. Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Mm. And now you have that forever.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Let's hope Mad Ghost. I think it would be better if Mad Ghost wasn't successful because then it'd be like tattooing Lucasfilm on your body.
That's very true, actually.
So
yeah.
Where's this Mad Ghost going to go?
Find out. Exactly. You know, it'd be a great story if it's like Mad Ghost was this project that shone so brightly and then it disappeared into the ether. You don't want it to be, exactly, you don't want it to be Lucasfilm.
Yeah.
It'd be Boom. Getting Steven Spielberg tattooed
on your
arm. You
don't want 20th Century Fox.
No.
You don't want Amblin Entertainment.
You don't.
On your buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's great. It's from Jesse Gore. # Weekly Planet Pod. Hey guys, love the show. Listen to it every day at work. Every day?
What are you?
How does that work? We don't have that many. Do we have any? Doesn't matter. Have you guys seen the show Vikings? If so, what are your thoughts? Cheers, guys. I have seen it. I'm a little bit behind, but I like it.
Now, which one is this? I know that there's a lot of
Viking-esque Netflix
shows.
There's
a lot of Viking-esque Netflix shows. There's Outlander, which I believe is time travel based. There's Norseman, which is the parody.
Yep.
I have not seen Vikings, I don't think. Some are historical based and some are docudramas
based.
And some are, what is this one?
No, this is like, I guess the simple way to explain it is it's low budget, non-magic Game of Thrones.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, so
are there any dragons?
There are several dragons every week. Yeah, no, there's no dragons. Based on the real people through history. And if you like pillaging, Mason, you'll bloody love it. But yeah, it's quite violent and people yelling at each other and hitting each other with axes. But, you know, and it's also the politics of Viking society and, you know, and then making deals with neighboring countries, etc., etc.
Yeah, right.
No,
right,
it's. I have seen it, and I do like it. I'm just a bit behind.
Very good.
Yeah, got another letter, Mason.
Let's have a look. This is from Extra Thoughts.
Ooh, Extra Thoughts.
Yeah,
I love some Extra Thoughts.
This is. He's apparently stolen this idea from Reddit.
I love the upfrontness.
Me too. Question for Mason and James, respectively. Yes, you must answer in that order. Okay. What would you do if you were given $300 million to make a movie, but it had to bomb at the box office or else you would die? So this is Brewster's Million style. You have to...
I love
that. We have to build a bomb.
Okay.
His answer, or her answer, just as Extra Thoughts.
Okay.
Brokeback Mountain remake, but with Amy Schumer and Melissa McCarthy as the leads.
That would definitely bomb.
Yeah. Okay. $300 million.
I'd make a Happy Time Murders sequel.
Well, yep. Yeah, and CGI all the puppets, maybe.
Maybe I'll do that.
You have to spend all the budget.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay.
You can't just be like...
Oh, they'd be mo-capped and I'd get all the most expensive actors.
Yeah, right,
I'd
right,
just
right.
make it a star-studded cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Battle Angel Alita 2 through 4.
Yes.
I'd make 3 sequels.
Love it. So keep making them and nobody wants them.
I don't know, just... Because it's tough because... A lot of stuff designed by committee that costs hundreds of millions of dollars also does well. Like I'm talking Transformers movies, up until quite recently, have cost a bloody bomb to make.
Agreed.
But they've also brought all that back and more.
Yes.
Can we spend half this? Are we also spending $300 million on marketing? I think we'd have to.
You have to
make an honest stab at this.
Right, okay.
You couldn't just go, okay, we'll spend $300 million on the movie, but we won't tell anybody we're making the movie and we won't release any ads for it.
Yes, you got to do the whole push
I think you
got for everything.
The whole thing.
Oh, man.
Justice League 2?
Maybe. Remake Waterworld with Kevin Costner again.
Okay, so let's say we made Justice League 2
okay.
and it costs in total $600 million. Do you think Justice League 2 would make $600 million back?
You would have to add the elements of that movie that didn't work. Like, you'd have to do all the things. Like, it's all shot on green screen. All the actors are there on different days.
Yeah.
You know, the script is multiple scripts mashed together.
Yeah.
One of us is directing it because we've never done that.
Exactly, that's right. Yeah, we're making it. Okay, we're hands on.
If we're making it, we have to. You can't just be like, make it funny. We have to be like, okay, we're going to try and make this good.
Yeah,
because that won't be good. You know, I feel I think if we do an earnest attempt, I think that plays worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could we, we're saying a lot of sequels and a lot of remakes and reboots. Could we come up with an original
concept?
Oh,
like a new thing. Okay.
Yeah. Look, but see, that also, I think that's guaranteed to bomb as well.
Yeah, right.
Because original concept, big budget original concepts don't fly.
Jupiter Ascending.
Jupiter Ascending is not going to fly either.
Yeah.
If I had $300 million budget, $300 million marketing, I think I would indulge in my passion project, which is remake of The Phantom.
Billy Zane?
Yeah, Billy Zane's back.
He's back, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Because if I can think of anything that would cost a lot of money to make and people are not on board with,
yeah,
it would be just a weird pulp hero again.
Well, I guess I'm doing The Shadow then.
Yeah, you're doing The Shadow. That's right.
I'm going to put so much CGI into that CGI knife.
That's right. It's going to be any crazy. CGI nose?
Yes. So, was that a prosthetic or a CGI nose?
It was a prosthetic.
Oh, you could do another Tarzan. You could do John Carter.
Oh,
we could do the universe.
We do the King's Watch universe, which yeah. is the King Feature Syndicate characters all together, which was a comic book series that came out a few years ago. I liked it.
Yeah.
But if you put that to cinema, it is going to bomb so hard because nobody is on board with those characters anymore. They don't care about them.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Exactly. And I think, again, in experienced hands, maybe you get a
yeah, that could work.
You get somebody who knows what they're doing, who is passionate about it.
Yep.
Who is wise to the fact that these are kind of old characters and you could, you know, if you tweak them a little, you modernize them, you could make them work. That's not us.
No.
If we are making this movie, it is going to sink so hard. All right. All right, King's Watch. That's what we're doing.
Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
One more tweet here from me. From Dexter, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Which side do you think Thor and Hulk would have sided with if they weren't doing Ragnarok stuff with Iron Man versus Captain America?
Captain America.
They both be Captain America.
Yes, wait.
I think Hulk would be Captain America because he doesn't want to be registered. And I think you'd have to put Thor on the other side just by default.
I would have thought both would be on Captain America's side. But if we had to split them up, I reckon Hulk would be on Iron Man's side because Banner is
responsibility BFFs. Or whatever.
Responsibility.
So do you think maybe there would be a change when he Hulks out though?
Yes, I think they would get it. You would get a switcheroo
because they're essentially two different people.
Yeah, for sure. I think Hulk.
It's a real glass situation. Do you know what I mean?
It's not though, is it? Stop comparing anything to that movie. But I think I think Banner would be like, okay, well, we remember that time I made Ultron. That was kind of a disaster. Mm. Remember that time I turned myself into the Hulk? Yeah, we should register this.
It's a good point, actually. Yeah.
I should wear.
But we're talking. It says the Hulk. It doesn't say
Bruce Banner. The Hulk. But isn't he inherently the Hulk also?
No, as we said, it's a glass situation.
Oh, okay. Then I think they'd both be on Captain America's side and it would end very quickly because those two would smash that airport.
I think Thor would side with... I think you'd have to just logistically.
But why would he side with Iron Man?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to think.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why they took him off the board.
He likes the
movie.
Vision.
No, it
doesn't
work.
They're mates.
No, it doesn't work.
He brought him
what,
to life.
I think what would happen is the Hulk would smash the airport... And then Captain America would be like, hey, can you get us to that frozen tundra?
Yeah.
Thor. And he'd be like, sure. And he'd swing his hammer and they would end up there.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
It is a good movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. That's the show, though.
We did it.
Yeah,
thank
we
you,
did.
Everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
We're
Wrap
back,
us up, Mason.
Baby. I mean, we were back last week, but I feel even more back now.
Well, because it felt like we took a little bit of a break because we're so late and kind
it's
of
true, it did, yeah.
This. Yeah.
Just like we haven't done it in a dog's age.
A dog's ass,
but
mate.
Thank you, everybody who stuck around and didn't immediately unsubscribe.
Yeah, we appreciate
when we're
that.
A couple of hours late.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling your friends. Thank you for bloody giving us a nice tweet from time to time. Thank you.
We love that.
For
yeah.
bloody giving us a nice review. We appreciate that.
Mm.
If you want to say hi to us, we're Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and a Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp. We've got that Justice League commentary up.
Oh,
do
you
not?
Love it, Mason.
I am Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and I'm also Nick, NickMaseau on Instagram.
You've got a great spider video up there at the moment, Mason.
A great spider video up. A little bloody man cave appearance video on there.
You're going to
so
love it.
Great. You're Mr. Sunday Movies on all the socials.
Everything.
Let's see. If you want to get more Planet Broadcasting amazing stuff, you can go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to the newsletter.
Yeah, Rob Collins,
Rob
man.
Collins
killing
does it.
It.
He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
Yep.
And he sends out a newsletter every week. It's filled with heaps of good stuff. Every time I get sent that newsletter in my personal email, I go,
woo!
Boy, we do a lot of stuff, don't we? There's a lot of stuff happening.
Do you woo?
I do woo.
That's good.
It comes at like 3 a.m., so I'm like, woo!
Oh, there's a Weekly Planet animation.
There is.
Ethan
Taylor,
check it
yeah.
out. Yeah,
it's
one of the bits from the show which people really enjoyed on how to stop Thanos.
Yeah,
and
spoiler alert, hit him in the balls.
Yep, hit him in the balls. But if you want to see that,
if you want to see that happening,
it is
great
below,
stuff.
Yeah,
let's see. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you want to chuck in a buck,
chuck
we would
in a buck.
Absolutely appreciate it. The doors have gone on the podcast studio, the new podcast.
Yes,
studio.
Yes, that's right. It's happening.
The doors are on.
The doors are on, but it's not starting until early March.
Okay,
because the guy had to do a thing in between because we had to push it back because we're waiting for the doors. But
we get it.
Matter.
You had door issues. We get it.
It wasn't so Dawson. Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek.
What am I doing?
Who knows? But anyway, every dollar, every buck somebody chucks in is helps us get that studio going, which
that's
is
right.
very good.
Have you seen how buff Henry Cavill is at the moment? He's like Superman buff at the moment. Check this out.
All right, I'll look.
Just on the Insta.
I'll look. He's pretty buff.
Yeah, like he's buffer than he's ever been.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because he's the Witcher now.
He's got to be buff for the Witcher,
buff,
yeah.
I guess,
yeah.
probably.
Yeah.
You can also go to the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description.
I love Jason Witcher. It's my favorite video game character.
Well, why don't you click through the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description and buy every...
Jason Witcher game?
Jason Witcher game and all the Jason Witcher books. You know, because it's based on a series of very popular books about Jason Witcher.
Yes.
An accountant who becomes magical somehow.
Accountant by day, magical by night.
Exactly.
I believe there's a tagline, yeah.
He was bitten by a Filofax.
So he was magical and then he became an accountant.
Yes.
Is that the way that works?
Yeah, it's in reverse. Yeah.
Great.
All the Witcher stuff is in flashback.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Anyway,
I can see why that's so popular.
We get a kickback somehow.
Yeah.
Just buy what you're going to buy on Amazon regularly.
I agree.
And we'll get a little something. Mm. Let's see. We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com.
Get them out there.
Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. Mm-hmm. A few people sent in Trailers Ahoy themes from last week. We talked about it would be nice to have a theme.
We didn't even do Trailers Ahoy this week. We could have done.
We'll do it next week. There'll be more trailers next week. Don't even worry about it.
I don't know, because normally after they do a bunch of trailers, there might be no trailers for a while.
That's right. Then the anticipation.
I was going to jump on you, Mason, but you talked about not jumping on people saying things, so I didn't. But just know that I think you're a dickhead.
No, I appreciate that. Just as long as somebody's thinking about me, that's all I care about. Is that all we talk? That's everything?
That's everything.
Get those t-shirts on tpublic.com.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
That's a show,
right? Next week, something.
We're going to do something.
Maybe anime adaptations? Before Alita? Yeah,
right.
Maybe we do that.
Maybe I'll buy that $100 Akira box set I keep seeing at JB Hi-Fi.
Wonderful.
I'm not going to.
Maybe we'll
buy the cheap version.
Maybe we'll watch Dragon Ball Evolution.
It's got a vinyl orchestral score on it.
So good.
It's got an art book. I'm not going to buy it.
I love an art book.
Yeah.
What do I want in life? Just that and Dragon Ball Evolution.
All right, we'll talk about that.
Good, okay.
All right, grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. This podcast is... Fuck.
You tried it, you messed up. You tried to say a word and you said the wrong word.
Hey,
you
we
said it incorrectly,
that.
You dumbass. You're right.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.